A searing summer heat wave, bringing record-breaking temperatures to much of Europe and sparking wildfires across the continent. In France, thousands of people have been forced to evacuate as wildfires in the country's southwest rage out of control. More than 7,000 hectares have been destroyed, with residents describing the scene as post-apocalyptic. This evacuation center in Gironde serving as a refuge for residents.
We have received almost 500 offers of accommodation from the inhabitants in the surrounding area. It's an exceptional movement of solidarity.
In Spain, temperatures have been topping 40 degrees Celsius for several days. Emergency centers in the capital of Madrid are seeing an increase of calls.
We see many people who do not have the money to keep their houses cool due to the energy crisis we are having. Some don't even have adequate air conditioning, which is a very big issue at this time of the year. There are houses you enter and you think, how can they stand to be here for even 5 minutes?
The ongoing drought in Portugal and Spain provides ideal conditions for wildfires to spread. The city of Seville has become the first in the world to take part in a pilot program to categorize heat waves in an effort to save lives.
Climate-driven extreme heat is killing more people than any other of the climate-driven hazards. And heat is invisible, it is silent, and it kills slowly, and people are not aware of it.
And for the first time, the UK has issued a heat red alert, warning of a surge in heat-related hospital admissions. Record temperatures are putting even healthy people at risk of serious illness and death. The heat wave is expected to continue well into next week, as the climate crisis becomes more clear and the call to action more loud. Joanne Wolf, Al Jazeera.